This is what the Apostle Paul did in the Scripture. He faced some huge hills, didn't look like as though he could ever fulfill his destiny. He was doing the right thing, sharing the good news, helping other people, but then he was arrested and put in prison. The closer he got to his destiny, the more obstacles he faced. He was alone, in a dungeon, on death row. It looked as though God had forgotten about him. But Paul wasn't defeated, depressed, feeling sorry for himself. Even though he was in chains, he couldn't be stopped from doing what God wanted him to do. Since Paul couldn't go out and speak publicly, Paul thought, no problem, I'll start writing. He wrote book after book. Here's a letter to the Ephesians. Here's a letter to the Colossians, to the Romans, to the Corinthians. He wrote over half of the books in the New Testament, much of it from a prison cell. His enemies thought they were stopping him, but they were doing just the opposite, causing his voice to become amplified. Here we are some 2,000 years later, and we still feel Paul's influence. What they meant for harm, God used for good. People may try to stop you, but finishing grace will get you to where you're supposed to be. They may push you down, but finishing grace will lift you back up. They may try to discredit, belittle, leave you out, don't get upset. They are a part of the plan to get you to your destiny. God will use them to propel you forward. As long as you stay in faith and keep honoring God, you will accomplish your assignment. He is the author and the finisher of your faith. Now quit focusing on who is against you, on how steep the hill is, how impossible it looks. God has the final say. He brought Joseph out of prison. Paul stayed in prison, but they both fulfilled their destinies. If God doesn't turn it around the way you thought, He may cause you to have great influence right in the midst of your enemies, as Paul did. In the midst of those difficulties, you can shine, be a bright light, and have God's favor. Bottom line is this: no person can stand against our God. No bad break can keep you from your destiny. God has given you finishing grace. He is going to get you to where you're supposed to be. When Paul came to the end of his life, he said, "I have finished my course." One translation says, "I've finished my course with joy." Notice, he didn't finish defeated, depressed, sour. He finished with a smile on his face. He finished with a spring in his step. He finished with a song in his heart. That's what it means to have a flourishing finish. We all have things come against us. It's easy to lose our passion, drag through life discouraged, negative, bitter, but there is no victory if you finish your course that way. You have to make up your mind. I'm not only going to finish my course, I'm going to finish it with joy, with a good attitude, not complaining, but with a song of praise. Not thinking about what I don't have, but thanking God for what I do have. Not looking at what's wrong in my life, but thanking God for what's right in my life. When you tap into finishing grace, you won't drag through the day. You'll enjoy the day. Thousands of years ago in Greece, there was a famous race called the Torch Relay. All of the runners received a torch. At the start of the race, they would light their torches. The runners would take off running with their torches lit. The only way you could win the race was to cross the finish line with your torch still lit. Even if you finished first, if your fire went out, you were disqualified. So the whole time they were running, in the forefront of their minds was protecting their fire, keeping it from wind or rain or anything that might put it out. They were constantly checking their torches to make sure they were still lit. It's the same principle in the race of life. If you're going to finish your course with joy, you have to guard your fire. You can't let your flame go out. Too many people have lost their passion. They're still running, but their torch is no longer lit. At one time, they were passionate about their dreams. Then they had some setbacks. Now they're running, which is good, but they let their fire go out. They lost their zeal. If that's you, I've come to relight your fire. God is not done with you. You have not seen your best days. You have to shake off the blahs, shake off the discouragement, there is a flame that still is alive on the inside. The scripture talks about how we must fan the flame, stir up the gifts. It's not enough to just finish. You have to finish your course with your fire still burning.